Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
It is the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Thanks for tuning in. It's the weekend. Man, we're midsummer. I hope you've had some great grilling experiences and are tuning in to see if we can just tweak something that you're doing in your backyard to create some grill envy. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop, and welcome to the smokiest show on the radio, the only barbecue show syndicated, especially in the nation. So you're either lucky or unlucky to be hearing us, but we're not sure.
We're only a button push away.
That's up to you to decide. Hey, if it's Saturday where you're listening, and it is here, but don't forget today at Fen Valley, they are having their wine festival, and I unfortunately can't make it down there because of my workload, but it's a fantastic thing. Jop and I went down there a few years back, and it's just a fun event, and I highly recommend you, if your spouse likes wine or thinks they might, I'd hit the road.
Southwest Michigan is where that's at, down by a little town called Fenville. So look it up on your GPS and head that way. You will not be disappointed. They got 40 varietals down there, all made right there at the winery, and it's a wonderful place to go. Love that place.
Yeah, there's a lot of food. They have bands. Right. The atmosphere is fantastic, so yeah. I highly recommend it. I have been living the life of torture with my pool. I had to trench 200 feet and put gas and electric in. Then, so I got everything up and running. And
Did it go out or the pump?
Just the electric. My underground electric went out. So I had to trench and bury new 220, 6-gauge, 3-strand, really cheap stuff to buy if you want to do it.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So I buried a gas line with it so I could put a heater on again. And then a couple days ago, my water's just not cleaning up, and I'm panicking because I'm really sick of working on this thing. Well, my impeller and my pump had been choked with chestnut shells because the stinking red squirrels and the chipmunks love eating all the chestnut that drop out of the tree right by the pool. So I told my wife this week, I said, that chestnut tree's going. She was not happy, but that is going.
Or the chipmunks.
Yeah.
You get yourself a little... Well, you got three cats out there. Wanted, what are you doing with chipmunks?
Oh, they hunt back there all the time. Yeah. But you know, there's we're in the woods, man. It's it's a jungle, baby. But gee whiz, I told her that those trees are going. I'm done fighting with them.
Yeah.
And she takes enough trips that she really can't stop me.
Well, they'll be gone when she comes back. That's how that'll work.
That's exactly how it'll work. And you'll be there.
Right. Yeah. I know.
Because we need to hook a cable to it and tow it with Frank so that it doesn't crash on the pool house.
Oh, yeah. Well, hopefully Frank's got the hard top on that day.
Well, I said you'd be driving it, didn't I?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So I'm getting ready next weekend. Reed City Brewing Company, who was on last week, they're having their one-year anniversary, and I'll be up there in a town called Reed City, Michigan. They have it's where I went to high school. My dad worked for the state, so we live in a bunch of towns. But I went to junior high and high school up there, and it's a wonderful little Mayberry-type town. Reed City Brewing Company is in a building that used to be Gino's Pizza, and that was where we hung out on Friday night when people would be cruising up and down the street. You'd go to Gino's to, like, watch all the cars.
Sure.
And we all had nice cars. It was ridiculous.
Right.
The 70s were crazy. If you missed it, you really missed something. Right. But so I'm going to be smoking butts and brisket, and I'm going to do crazy fries. And so we have a whole block shut down.
That's the 30th, right?
Yeah.
Not today, but a week from.
Yeah, a week from today. And we have the whole block shut down. So if you're listening on to the big talk or the classic rock 98.5 UPS up north or the Twister or even Wood, you can make it over to Reed City from 2 till the food runs out. And he's got like 3 bands coming in. The beer, honestly, this guy brews some beer that is just, you had a little taste last week,
but
the dude has a gamut of beer that is fantastic. So it's going to be a ton of fun.
Yeah.
I hope to see you. If you do come up, make sure you come up and say hi. I'd love to meet you.
Yeah, Barbecue Bob will be the guy that you can see his head through the smoke. The rest of him, you'll
be big head Bob.
Yeah.
So you might stop up on your way up north because you're going up with the Sobeys.
Right.
And the Sobeys told me they're going to stop in on their way up. So, very good. We'll have at least two customers.
Right, yeah.
You are not getting a free dinner either. Don't even hit me.
All right, I won't. I know better. You'll throw me an apron and say,
that's
you want
right.
to eat? Here you go,
you're
going to
work off your dinner if you want it.
Hey, speaking of that, I had a little fun last Saturday, Sunday. It was Father's Day, right? My pop passed away, but Michelle's dad's still around. And so it's like, what do you get a guy who's got everything? He's 72 years old. He doesn't need a damn thing, right? So we came up with the idea. I went and bought a rack of ribs. I went and bought a brisket. I went and bought some pork butt. And I thawed out one of my rump roasts from my deer. Okay? So got all that stuff prepped. Fired up the big smoker, got all that stuff prepped, did my planning, got it all together, and took him a meat smorgasbord for Father's Day. And I tell you what, that's one of the greatest gifts I've ever given anybody.
Nice.
And it was just really cool because he doesn't cook, right? I mean, he's a 70-year-old guy that his wife takes care of him, right? And one of those. But it was just fun to watch him. I'm not tooting my own horn on my food. I'm just saying it was fun to
sure
watch him.
I'm sure it was great.
Because I made jerky out of the venison.
Oh, you didn't do any of it as a roast?
No. Well, I cut it up in strips and marinated it the night before. So I made jerky out of the venison, the meatier kind, not the real thin. But
how'd that turn out?
You know what? I'm going to say a little better than average. My flavorings didn't hit it as hard as I thought they would. I tell you what, I went the easy route. I went and bought Lowry's marinades in a jug. And I cut it up in the little strips and put it in a Ziploc and left it overnight. It didn't take. The meat flavor came through much more than the marinade flavor did. But so
don't blame Lowry's.
Right.
You took the easy way.
I did. And that's why I was saying is
and you have a website with all kinds of great jerky recipes.
I understand.
I can't believe you just said that over the airwaves.
Well, I'm just telling you, and sometimes you take the route of the common man and it didn't work out. But I took him a rack of ribs and some pulled pork and some brisket.
You did pork ribs?
Yeah. Yep.
How'd those turn out?
Actually really good.
Nice.
That was the star of the show.
And how did you finish them?
I tell you what I did is I put a dry rub on them and let them cook a dry rub. I never wrapped them. We were at about 260 for the smoker for everything that was in there. They were on there 6 hours, and in the last hour, I put honey on them at about an hour left to cook, and then at about 15 minutes to cook, I put my apple barbecue sauce on top of the honey glaze that was there, and they were really good. A little bit sweet, but you got the apple flavor through it.
Right.
And I didn't use a heavy rub on them at all. It was more just a mild, little bit sweeter one. But he really loved them. And
right.
I have to,
that's all that matters.
Right. And I made two racks in case one of them didn't turn out
did
right.
Did you do a brisket, you said,
but,
too?
Yeah. Yep.
Holy cow.
Just the flat. All I did is the
he
flat.
He must have been just, and you left everything with him. So
yeah, right. Oh, yeah.
He ate good all week.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But it's just kind of fun, you know. And I thought, you know, there's a gift that there's, and again, I'm not tooting my own horn, but there's heart in that. You made it with your own hands. It isn't something I just went to the store and bought.
So by Wednesday, he was hitting the prune juice.
Yeah. Probably.
Honey, I haven't had a good push.
Protein.
It's like deer camp.
Right.
5 weeks of meat.
Goodness. But anyway.
Yeah.
So that was my highlight of my cooking over the weekend. Was last weekend after we left the show.
Well, we are being produced by Brian Fonger, the wizard of the big board, who's here pushing all the buttons to make us sound better.
Right.
You can check us out on Facebook / The Grillin' Guys. I'm on Twitter, Grillin' Guy. Don't forget to thegrillinguys.com and check us out there.
Right. Coming up next, you know what? We're just going to talk about cooking with wood for the rest of the show. And we've got some ideas. And, you know, a lot of people don't do that. But stick with us. We'll be back.